Okay, before we start, I have to welcome all the 12th graders. Marriage ran out of Mara McComas. I'm trying to remember the Yeshiva in Israel. Were you in 76? No. What happened was the diaspora Yeshiva came to hear the Yeshiva shmooze. So Yeshiva welcomed them, and he said and made a whole speech about how we're all one yeshiva. Because the diaspora, the Rosh Yeshiva, the diaspora yeshiva, Rabbi Goldstein, was a Talmud Rosh Yeshiva. So he said about how we're all one yeshiva. So then afterwards, the diaspora used to have a famous concert on Saturday night on the Har Tzion. So after the yeshiva gave this welcome, said we're all one yeshiva, so he said, okay, all Chofetz Chaim guys can come to the concert for free. So then the yeshiva said, no, we're not really one yeshiva. So, I know. But I think here we're all one yeshiva. Hopefully, I don't know what you're going to invite us to. You know, maybe the Purim, whatever. Okay. Anyway, they have here two shmuzim, which are not directly connected, but I think they are connected because they show the two extremes, which... And I think we would sort of assume that the MS is in the middle. And we see just the opposite, that sometimes it's at one extreme, and one side, sometimes it's the other. We'll start with the Rashi. It's on the last thing on the page. Maybe you guys didn't get to it yet, but it's just very easy. It says there in the Pasuk that you're supposed to be Kodesh, and therefore you're supposed to keep Kashrus. And if an animal becomes a trefa, so the kawif tashlichun also. You're supposed to throw it to a dog. So Rashi says, doesn't mean you're not mechuyev, but it's like a suggestion, recommendation. Rashi says, lamdecha akasif, from here that Pasuk's teaching you, she'en akash baruchu mekafeach schar kol beria. Hashem doesn't deny the reward to any being, even to any creature. That during the Makkos Bechoris, I believe the dogs did not bark at Bnei Yisrael. They went out also in Mitzrayim. So Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Tenut Oscharo. So the dogs were given the reward that they did not bark at Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, they were rewarded with this reward that they got the trephis, the dead animals. So it sounds like, you know, when you read the Rashi, it seems very, very strange. We know animals, I know people can be animal lovers, whatever, but they do not have Bechira Chavshis. Bechira Chavshis is limited only to people. That's what separates people from animals. And the animals do not have Bechira Chavshis. They have no free will. If the dogs did not bark at Klal Yisrael, which was a miraculous thing, they went against their nature, it's not because the dog sat there and thought, well, oh boy, this is a special opportunity. We have to show the covet of Klal Yisrael. We're not going to bark. It's Hashem made a nais and decreed that the dog shouldn't bark. It's clearly what happened. Before Hashem say that explicitly, that is what happened. That Hashem, the dogs, the Auschwitz says here on this Rashi, clearly it was not, there was no Bechira Chavshis. The dogs, Hashem made that the dogs shouldn't bark. So now it's Hashem says, well, I'm not going to take away their, I'm not going to deny their reward. I mean, deny their reward. They don't deserve any reward. If Hashem makes a nais that the dogs don't bark, the dogs had no say in the matter, right? And instead, they went ahead and they just didn't bark because Hashem didn't want them to bark. So they don't deserve a reward. And then they say, well, I'm not going to take it away from you. You don't deserve a reward in the first place. You didn't do anything. You want to say Hashem's a Baal Chesed, Hashem wants to give a present to the dogs. Fine, I have not. That's fine. We do believe that. Hashem's about chesed. Hashem does chesed to every creature. Hashem's going to do chesed to dogs. But the way the Chazal say it, that Hashem did not want to take away from the dogs the reward that they deserve. They don't deserve any reward. They didn't do anything. They have no bechira, no free will. So apparently, there's a very, I think it's pretty much explicit, that they do deserve a reward. Because whether it was up to them or not, they did a mitzvah. When anyone, even a dog, does a mitzvah, they get reward. They're supposed to get reward. Now, Hashem could take it away, but the natural course of events are they're supposed to get a reward, which means that Hashem created, we have this thing in the Svarim, that there's such a thing as a law, the world is created with the laws of nature. There are physical laws of nature and there are spiritual laws of nature. One of the spiritual laws of nature is if you do a mitzvah, you get a reward. That's a natural result. It's a reflex. It's a natural thing. You do a mitzvah, you get a reward. So the dogs naturally deserve a reward. It's coming to them. They did a mitzvah. They did a mitzvah. They should get a reward. It's not their choice. They didn't have a choice. They didn't have bechira chafshes. Okay? Maybe if they would have had bechira chafshes, it would be a bigger mitzvah. But they did a ma'isa mitzvah. They deserve reward. So now the Rashi has to say, okay, you would say Hashem maybe will take it away from them because, it's not their credit. So no, Hashem doesn't take away the reward from any creature. What it basically means, it's obviously a kavachomer from Rashi, that if a person, if we do a mitzvah, even if we do it totally without even knowledge, I'm not even sure if the dogs knew what they were doing, but maybe they did, I don't know. Depends how smart you think dogs are. But if without any bechira, there's still reward. And it's a very important point because there are many times you see people do mitzvahs or don't do mitzvahs. And the reason why they don't do mitzvahs is because they're not machshav the mitzvah. Person comes in with tzitzis. They don't. People are not machshav tzitzis sometimes. They come into the room and they're saying Kaddish, and you see someone walks out a second before Kaddish, second before Baruch Hu, a second before Amen Yeshme Rabbah. There's just what it seems like is, wait, what are you doing? You just missed the mitzvah. How can you just, walk out a minute before Kedusha? But pshat is, because big deal, I'm going to say Kedusha. It's not like if I ran after the mitzvah, there's a certain attitude. If I worked hard to get the mitzvah, if I tried to get the mitzvah, okay, that's a big mitzvah. But if it just popped into by accident, I walked into the Beis Medrash to get my book and they're up to Kedusha. I didn't do anything. I didn't plan it. There was no effort. I'm going to get reward for answering Kedusha. There's almost no bechira. Why should I get reward for that? I'm going to put a penny in the pushka and get reward for a penny? There's no effort. It's so effortless. The attitude we have is that we think, because we look at the approach that you only get rewarded for when you work hard, for when you have a nisayon, when you overcome a temptation. Oh, if I put in $10 in the pushka, I get a reward. But I found the penny on the floor, I'm going to pick it up and put it in the pushka. What's a big deal? We view it as meaningless because it's so easy. What the Chazal says is basically explicit, that you can do a mitzvah. It can be so easy that you didn't even have a choice. And you still, the Torah says, you get reward. So why should we turn down any mitzvah? So it's easy. So there's no nisayon. It was just, I didn't even work for it. So what? So you should be happy. Hashem gave you an opportunity to get a reward without any effort. Okay. So that's one side of the dimension. That we see that mitzvahs don't even need bechira chafshes. You can get rewarded for a mitzvah without even choosing for it. Now we have the opposite side. And they're not in stira, but they play together. There is a medrash in Rabbah in Shmos. This is really, the Reshiva said the Shmuz to some extent. It's maybe I'm elaborating on the Reshiva Shmuz with a little bit more of a little more koyach hatzir than Reshiva added. But I don't remember exactly. The Medrash Rabbah brings that there's a pasuk, Magid Varav Yaakov, that one time Unkelis, it seems it's Unkelis, most people learn, he wanted him a Geyer. So he told his uncle, was his, the head of the Romans, apparently, and he asked his uncle, said, why in the world would you want to be Megayer? So he said, Katan Shebehem, the smallest member of Klai Yisrael, the little kids, they know what Hashem created, how Hashem created the world, the first day, the second day, they know. They know what the date is, how many years went by since the creation. So they know all these, you know, these amazing things. They know they know about Hashem. They know what Hashem, how Hashem created the world, when He created the world. So I want to know that too. So he told him. So his uncle told him, "Okay, you want to know that? So go learn Torah. And but you don't have to megayer. No reason to megayer." So he said that you're a fool, because you can't learn Torah without being Megayer, because there's a pasuk, Magid Varav Yaakov, Hukam Mishpat of Israel, Lo Aslachein Echol Goyim Mishpatim Ba'idim Hara. Okay, that's the pasuk. That's the Medrash. Now, the Medrash Tanchuma has the same story with a little bit more details. When you read just in the Medrash, it sounds like that he was just saying, Unkelis was saying, that there's some kind of mystical thing that that only a Jew can learn Torah. So I want to learn Torah. I have to make Eretz to learn Torah. Why? It's mystical. It's a pasuk. Magid Varav Yaakov. But in the Medrash Tanchuma, it has the same ma'isa, a little bit different, but mostly the same. And it says as follows. First of all, it points out that by Unkelis being Megayer was tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. He was basically, according to the laws of Rome, he was Chayav Misa, and he was supposed to be killed. And there's a whole, in the first part of the Medrash, how they wanted to kill him for being Megayer. Okay. And then it says, you know, when his uncle asked him, why don't you just learn without being Megayer? So he tells him, and there, in the middle there, between where it's written, Amr le Akidus, Nosata la Astart Litras, Anuna, Enem Genoto Kle Zino Shokha. So the Eitz Yosef explains it to mean, if you look on the Eitz Yosef, the Chiklum Nosata le Ishmochama, did you ever give to a soldier, Shum means any, Matana, any gift, Shal Simcha, Biom Nitzchachas Oiva, when you succeeded in the victory, the Kivish Medinas, when you were victorious, and it came not to Klei Zeinodov, unless he fought. Umoser Nafsha Bavodoskan, he risked his life. Cain, likewise, no saying Hashem at Torah. Torah Hashem doesn't give Torah. Ubiprat Torah Shabal Peh, Shal Alpia Matziah Chodmes Nafsho, especially Torah Peh, which is what gives a person success. Imlo Yimser Nafsho Bavodoskan Yisbarach. Without Mesiras Nefesh, Lemash Mesiyahed Umnimo. In other words, Unkelis told his uncle, not logical, that it's some some mystical thing that only a Jew can learn Torah. Rather, he told him it's logical. Torah is a gift. We said, Motzotza, Yagata Velo Motzotza Altaimin, it's a gift. Motzotza means it's a gift. Person gets a gift of Torah. Hashem only gives a gift of Torah to a person who has Mesiras Nefesh. This is a mashal. The person who goes to battle, there's a war, he risks his life. He's the only one you give a gift, a victory gift, is someone who risks his life at battle. You only get the gift of Torah if you were Mesir Nefesh. If I'll learn without being Mayo, then I'm not Meiser Nefesh, then I will not get Torah. In order, if I want Torah, I have to go ahead and be Meiser Nefesh. Now, the mashmos of the Medrash is, what level of Torah are we talking about? See, the way the Eitz Yosef says explicitly, V'chi klum nasata l'ishmo chama shum matana. You don't get anything without, you never give any gift, a victory gift, unless the person's meiser nefesh. It's really that way, mashma, if you take the Medrash Rabbah and you put it with the Tanchuma, he said, Unkenes didn't say he wants to be a great super Talmud Chacham. Unkenes said he wants to have the same knowledge that the little kids have. He says, the little kids, by the Jews, they know the days of creation, they know how old the world is. I want to know that too. He didn't tell his uncle, I want to know secrets of Kabbalah. He didn't say that. His uncle said, why do you want to be Megayer? Said, because there's certain, even the little kids, they know such beautiful things. I want to know it also. So the mashmos is mashma, very strong. And the Eitz Yosef seemed to say it explicitly, that we're not talking about great becoming the world's biggest mekubal and secrets of creation, but to have a basic kinyan and Torah on a basic level, it does not come without mesiras nefesh. Meaning, even if you learn, but you're not meiser nefesh, you don't get it. Right? Which would mean, now, in Unkenes' case, the mesiras nefesh required was to be megayer. But by us, there's other mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh would be putting in the time. Mesiras nefesh meaning giving up. But what the Chazal is saying, and it's also explicit, is that even though we said in the other Rashi, that you can get a mitzvah even if you didn't even try. But Torah is different. Torah, even if you try, even if you learn, their Torah is a mystical gift. It's not the mitzvah. Mitzvahs you can get, you did a mitzvah, you get schar. But Torah is a gift from Hashem. And success in Torah, which doesn't just mean that you know Torah, but means you imbibe it into your heart, it becomes part of you. A person will never succeed in Torah unless he's meiser nefesh. And what it's, I know that the, just trying to bring it home, with the, there were years ago, I was once substituting, I think in the high school, was one of the rabbis was absent. So I had to do something to keep everyone busy. So I had them write down how they envision themselves in 10 years from now. What do you envision? So, exercise. So every single person in the class wrote, first of all, that they're going to be rich. In Metzias in the world, not everyone's rich. Okay, but there are people that are rich, so why can't I be rich? Okay, could be. Every single person wrote that they're going to be a Talmud Chacham. Everyone wrote that they're going to have a beautiful family. Everyone wrote, you know, etc. Now, the question is, a person's allowed to say, to hope, that I'll be the one out of the million, okay? I'll be the one out of the, whatever, I'll be the one person who's rich. There's only one out of a million people who are multi-millionaires. I'll be that one person. It could be, it's possible. But what the Chazal here is saying, that there's not even one out of a million person who can be succeed in Torah without mesiras nefesh. So when a person thinks that, you know, I'll go ahead and I'll be have a beautiful, you know, I'll have everything great, I'll have this great job, and I'll have this great family, and I'll learn a little bit too, and I'll be a Talmud Chacham, it's not just that you're dreaming that you'll be one out of a million. It's impossible. Without mesiras nefesh, a person cannot succeed to be a real Talmud Chacham and on a certain even basic level, to be kind of Torah, you need Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means you have to be ready to sacrifice something. Okay. I don't know exactly what, the person, fear himself. But it's not, you can't just go ahead and think that you're going to be everything easy, you're going to take, and it's just not a common. Million money, maybe you can win the lottery. It could happen. Person can win the lottery. Person can fall into siyata d'shmaya. It's possible you can open a business and you can make a lot of money without even working so hard. Probably very unlikely, but it's possible. But to become a Talmud Chacham, to succeed in Torah, to know, to become a level where the Torah becomes part of you. What the Chazal, what Unkelis was showing his uncle, it's impossible. It's impossible without Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Because Talmud, to be a Talmud Chacham is a gift. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives that gift if as a reward for Mesiras Nefesh. So it comes out, there's two extremes. Mitzvahs, you don't need Mesiras Nefesh for. Mitzvahs, you can get, you don't even need Bechira Chavshas for. Mitzvahs, you can get, it's a mitzvah even if it's easy. But if a person only learns when it's easy, he's mekayim a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, but it's guaranteed he'll never be a Talmud Chacham. That's, you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you want to have a certain level of kinyan haTorah, and especially what he says in the Eitz Yosef, means especially Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a tznai, there's a requirement. A person has to have Mesiras Nefesh. It's based on the first pasuk of Mishpatim. Eidu Mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. That's where the Medrash is going on. It ties to the Parsha. That Torah is only given to Klal Yisrael, not to the Goyim, because they have to have that Mesiras Nefesh. And by definition, a Goy is not Mesiras Nefesh because he wasn't Mayo. So he's missing the Mesiras Nefesh. So if a person wants to succeed in Torah, a person has to know there's no such, it's not in the realm of possibility that a person can go ahead and just enjoy life in every way, and somehow go ahead, I'll make a Seder, I'll go to the Kodo, I'll learn a little bit, and without effort, without Mesiras Nefesh, I'm going to be a successful Talmud Chacham. It doesn't happen. Unless there's a person is Meister Nefesh. Meister Nefesh means in time, in concentration, in dedication. It means giving up certain things. That's what Mesiras Nefesh means. Mesiras Nefesh means a person is ready to give up one thing for something else. A person, unless there's an amount of Mesiras Nefesh, a person will never succeed in Torah. So that, on one hand, I think the mitzvahs, mitzvahs are mitzvahs, and Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. When a person gets a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kudam, even if he's not a Mesiras Nefesh, a person goes and learns, and he has to learn, and he's in class, and he learns, it's a mitzvah. So a mitzvah you can get without Bechira. You almost don't have a choice. You have to learn. You're in school, you got to learn, okay? You get a mitzvah. But if you want to succeed in becoming a Talmud Chacham, then you need that there's certain tnoim, and it's impossible. Doesn't make a difference if you're brilliant. Doesn't make a difference anything. Person needs. I'm sure Unkelis was quite brilliant, but there's a certain. It's a gift. That's what he's saying. Being a Talmud Chacham is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person can only succeed in Torah if he goes ahead and he has Mesiras Nefesh, because then. Because you have Mesiras Nefesh, or you see some extent of Mesiras Nefesh, then Hashem will pay you back with the reward of becoming a Talmud Chacham.